News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. It's Saturday, December 14th, and this is Soundbites. Yes, folks, we are back on at our normal time. No more jacking around for the football game. They're done for the season, and we won't be switched, hopefully, again until next October when they play again. But this is Saturday Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And Nick Francesco is somewhere between here and either trying to get in or out of Canada. I'm not sure which, but I know him and his family are headed on up there to Canada to see the Lion King. So hopefully I'll have a good time out there. And we're going to be taking your calls after the news. And right now, let's go on over to Steve and see what's going on in the mech world.
Well, I'm going to put on my hat as the president of the Apple Cider Users Group for a minute. We've had some very devastating news this week in the Macintosh community. Two longstanding members of Apple Cider have passed away. Tom Green, it was an audio engineer and record producer here in town.
Whoa, yeah, I've heard that name.
Did several presentations for us on audio equipment and how to record audio now. Long before the MP3 craze started, he was doing audio on his computer. He passed away last week of a heart attack. Also this past week, Wednesday night, Dottie Young, who was our newsletter editor and treasurer of our club.
I've met Dottie, yeah.
She passed away, complications from kidney disease.
Ooh.
And so we're very sad this week in the Macintosh community, and I wanted to let all the members know what has happened, and your newsletters have been delayed because of Dottie's illness, so it's going to take us maybe a month or two to get everything back up. And if you've recently joined the club or renewed your membership, again, it may take us a little bit to get all the records straightened out and picked up from, but we want to extend our sympathy to both Tom and Dottie's families, and we're very sorry for their loss, and we'll be muddling along, unfortunately, without them.
Our sympathies go to the families. And on the PC side, you know, it's the Christmas season, and everybody's out there looking for these great deals, and they're definitely out there to be had, folks. I know it's a tight economy. But one other thing, since Nick isn't here, and we can more or less do what we want this week, I'm going to throw a little twist out there. As you folks know, quite often we've already got the phones lined up with a lot of callers already waiting to get their computer questions answered. I'm going to throw out a little twist, though, this week. As you know, and you've heard me say this if you've been a loyal Soundbites listener, and for the folks that haven't, you know, we always hear these stories about the government going to control the Internet. And I'd like to know what you folks think about it. You know, just a little feedback. For you folks that don't have the computer questions but would like to call in, I'd like to hear about your thoughts on what you think about the government trying to control the Internet. As far as my feelings go on it, it's like one hand clapping. You know, I mean, parents more or less, and again, this is my views, nothing to do with the station or anybody else, but, you know, I think it's about time parents take the responsibilities to control what their kids do on the Internet, not relying on government where they literally don't have any control because the government can't be everywhere. What the government doesn't realize, it's called the World Wide Web.
You can't legislate things in other countries.
Exactly. I mean, here you've got other countries that, you know, and I mean, I don't sound make this, you know, that even consider doing it, but you can sit there and register in another country, put any kind of website, whether it's offensive or anything else, and they'll allow you to do it. And other people in other states and other countries can get to it. It's not illegal.
And even within our own country, there's liberal states and there's conservative states, and each state argues among themselves about every little thing anyway, so they add the internet to it as well.
Exactly. So I'd like you folks, you know, again, it doesn't always have to be a computer-related question. I'm kind of opening the doors here for you other folks that just sort of sit back that I've heard over the years say, yeah, I listen, but I really don't ever have a question, you know, to ask. So I'm giving you an opinion here, and I'd like to hear what some of our listeners out there, because I know we're getting to one heck of a lot of folks now out there in the Wham listening audience all the way down to Pennsylvania. So without your computer questions, you know, call us and give us your opinion, and we'd like to hear from you. We'll be right back after these few commercials to Soundbites, WHAM 1180.
News Radio 1180, WHAM, wants to make the holidays a little brighter for you. Listen to Wham every day this week for your chance to win $2,500. And be registered for your shot at $1 million. Just be the 25th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS when you hear the cue to call in and win. Brought to you by Office Depot. Visit Office Depot, your holiday gift store. Offering a variety of business gifts to high technology items. Good luck from Clear Channel Worldwide at News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Rochester business people love Roadrunner Business Class.
Hey, Roadrunner.
Jennifer LaPierre, president of E360.net, was careful before she chose Roadrunner.
We did our research and we looked at DSL, we looked at dial-up, we looked at using a T1 line, and we found that Roadrunner Business Class offered all that we were looking for in a convenient, reliable package.
Jennifer, what did your friends in other high-tech businesses tell you about Roadrunner Business Class?
The beat on the street is that Roadrunner is the way to go. That's probably a large influence for me, is to hear what other people in the technical community are saying, and that was a big influence on why we looked there first.
So how do you feel about Roadrunner Business Class?
I love Roadrunner Business Class. I don't know how our business could have come this far this fast without it.
Call 866-756-FAST.
We love it.
Roadrunner High Speed Online, exclusively from Time Warner Cable. Call 866-756-FAST.
Southtown, Southtown, Southtown Plaza.
Holiday shopping that is convenient, affordable, offering everything you need for everyone and your entire home. It's found at Southtown Plaza. Storefront parking, selection that rivals the largest department stores, no long mall walks, I'll save you time, and the bargains will save you money.
Be a super shopper at Southtown.
Southtown Plaza is a Toys for Tots collection center, offering ticket information for the June 2003 Rochester International Marine Tattoo. Look for signs at participating stores to donate a toy or for tickets that will make a fantastic patriotic gift. Today, tonight, this weekend, shop Southtown Plaza. Before you lose time looking for your car after coming out the wrong door of one of the indoor malls, experience storefront parking with selection and savings.
Southtown, Southtown, Southtown Plaza.
Corner of Route 15 and Jefferson Road.
Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jekyll.
Now the despicable Mr. Hyde.
Jekyll,
Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde. I'm a mean man.
Then I'm a nice man. I'm your friend.
I'm a jerk. Friend.
Jerk. I like having immediate claim service.
Shut up. You shut up. You shut up. No, you shut up. No.
Immediate claim service to get you back on the road fast. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Rentway delivers great deals on name-brand merchandise. Now, during Rentway's holiday homecoming event, get free months of blockbuster movie rentals when you rent selected Philips electronics. Plus, get big-screen TVs on sale now through December 31st. Hurry, quantities are limited. For details, call your local store or 1-800-RENTWAY and ask about 120 days same as cash.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. The most objective Phil's coverage in Western New York is on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Wham's lineup of Phil's experts includes Bob Matthews, Brad Davies, Larry Felzer, Fred Smirlis, and Leo Rock. While some stations service a public relations firm for the Phil's, Wham delivers unbiased, credible, and the most objective Phil's coverage. Your first stop for Phil's news and information is Rochester's sports leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. I am Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton,
our excellent producer.
Yeah, you're groping for the right word there, weren't you?
I was looking at myself talking like Nick normally does, sitting here, and then he's trying to bail him out, and then you're commenting on if he messes something up. I sort of stay in the middle and stay out of it. Don't want to go there. But again, just before we hit the phones, I just want to, again, for you folks that are just tuning in, we're kind of opening up the doors. I know we're going to, you know, still take the computer questions, but I'd also like to invite the other folks out there that, if you know, don't have a computer question but do have an opinion. And today's topic that I threw out was, should government get in there and try to control the web when they really can't? I mean, I myself, I'm the oldest one of the three group, the three in the group, and I happen to have two lovely daughters and five grandchildren. And I know I don't want the government, you know, sitting there saying, well, they can go here, they can't go there. You know, the parents have to control that. And this is one thing I've been advocating for years, as long as I've been doing sound bites, is that, you know, instead of stuffing the computer up into the kid's bedroom where you don't know what they're doing up there, bring it down into a family area where you can see what's going on.
Yeah, we've talked about this over the years several times, and it's we usually talk back to in the olden days that it's great for the politicians to say we're going to protect the kids, but it can't be done with legislation. We've said several times over the years that as Dave was saying, that parents need to watch their children. And when Dave was a kid, even when I was a kid, it was don't go to the dark neighborhood by yourself.
Exactly.
Your friends with you. Don't go anywhere without your parents.
Yeah.
So it's you don't let your kid loose on the unsafe streets when there might be dangers lurking. You keep your kid safe and you teach them where not to go.
Exactly. So we'd like to open up the phones to you folks out there that don't have a computer question but certainly do have an opinion, and we'd really like to hear your opinion and what you think on that. But meanwhile, right now we're going to Victor in Irondequoit. Or is that Irondequoit in Victor? But go ahead, Victor.
Hi, are you guys familiar with Reg Cleaner?
Yeah.
I clicked on it, and under software, it says age of the stuff I have, and it says old. Now, does that mean that I can get rid of it, or what does that mean exactly?
Now, you're doing the thorough scan on this?
Right.
And it's coming up, and it's saying these items. What's the date? Usually, it'll show you a date on them.
It doesn't show a date. All it says is author, software, and age, and under age, it says old for everything.
Okay, well, what you can do, and one nice thing about RegClean is you can go ahead and save, you know, those files that you're going to delete. You know, it'll allow you to make, like, a backup copy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though you go through and you sit there and say, yeah, clean these out, you can first, it gives you the option to first make a backup and more or less puts them in a little compressed file off, but it takes them out of the registry. Whereas if all of a sudden you decide, oh, wait a minute, I needed that one back, you can restore those ones that you accidentally maybe took out and didn't think you needed, and you actually did.
All right, one of the basic purpose of RegClean is to clean your registry of entries that you're not using anymore. It tries to do that in several ways, looking about the date it was last accessed, comparing it with your program list.
Yeah.
It can be, in some cases, overly conservative and not remove things. It can also be overly aggressive and remove things that you really are using.
Well, and again, too, I mean, because, like, you can sit there and use the uninstaller in Windows is supposedly, you know, going to get rid of everything, you know, and clean out your machine. You can go into, like, say, tell it to uninstall AOL, and if you're familiar with it, you know, and have played around with it, you can go into, like, the registry and do a search on AOL. And you'd be surprised at the number of entries that are still in there that you thought were gone.
Yeah, there's a couple of different programs that will clean your registry out. RegClean is one of them. Registry Wizard's another one.
Yeah, there's a number of them out there. Another software package we highly recommend folks running, even though they're running their antivirus software and updating it every week, is another program that's listed off of our website, which is AdAware. And it's more or less spyware that folks, you know, don't realize is behind there, and it's sending out information about you and your computer.
And that can stick things in the registry as well. Registry Robot's another one we've talked about on the show in the past.
Yep. So does that help you, Victor?
Yes, it does. I have one more quick question.
Go ahead, sir.
I have the free version of Zone Alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it advantageous for me to upgrade to the pay version, or just stay with the free version?
I'm always, you know, if you're finding it very useful, very helpful, I'm a big advocate of, you know, if I use it, pay for it. You know, I mean, granted, you know, they're offering a free version out there, but definitely you're going to go get more features, more updates, and better protection through the full-blown version versus the free version.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
It's not that expensive. And that's the other thing, though. You know, I mean, granted, they're offering it out there for free, but, you know, these folks, they don't work for free. So, you know, by supporting them and, you know, buying the product, you know, you're helping them do more improvements and keep a good product up and going. Okay, next we'll go to Dennis in Rochester. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi. Two easy questions with two easy answers, I think.
Questions are always easy. It's if Steve and I, without Nick this week, can make up good answers.
First one is about Windows XP. I'm running Windows 98 Second Edition on my computer, on my daughter's computer, on my son's computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens it's the same CD, the one license. I have not gone to XP because I'm really not sure what the scoop is on XP.
The XP. Issue is that you're illegally using the software by putting it on more than one computer.
Okay.
With Microsoft XP, or Windows XP, and even Office, started in Office 2000, Microsoft has taken steps to prevent you from illegally using their software by using an Internet activation code that after you install the program, you have to activate it either through the Internet or through a phone call from Microsoft, or it will stop working. So that sort of helps keep you legal by requiring you to buy one copy for every machine. It's on.
They give you 30 days.
I'd have to buy three copies then for three
machines, right?
Home.
Yeah, that's always been true of every program. You have to buy one copy for each computer it's on.
Can you just buy the license? Would the license just be less than buying the whole CD and everything? Can you do that?
You can, but it usually only starts at 100 copies or more.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to get up into the corporate level, you know, where you can buy 5, 10, 15, and 25 user license packs.
Yeah,
what happens if you have to format your hard drive? Then what do you do?
Well, that's the big problem with this activation code, is because when you have one legal copy on your one legal computer, if you reinstall it again, it won't activate because it sees a second time.
And then you've got to call Microsoft again and say and tell them what happened.
That this is my computer. I am reinstalling
and,
it.
The hard drive died or whatever, and I had to reinstall it on this one computer.
Okay.
Now they're going to get a little suspicious if you try pulling it three times.
Well, I format my hard drive, say every 9 months. You know, with 98. So
With XP, you're not. Be honest with you, XP. You're not going to want to do that because XP now does it in the NTFS format, which is far more efficient and a lot cleaner and easier to use.
Yeah, it's not supposed to have, and in most cases, doesn't have the problems that earlier Windows had that make you need to reformat and reinstall.
Right.
Okay, this is going to be really quick on this. I'm new to CD burning. I bought a CD burning program. It doesn't specifically tell me that I can take information from LPs or cassette tapes. If it does not say that in the program, does that mean I can't do it?
Well, there's several different aspects involved. CD burning is just the aspect of putting data on the disk. Recording from an LP is a whole different program.
Yes.
You need an audio capture program to create the file you're going to burn on the disk.
Like Total Recorder?
Right, Total Recorder does audio recording. Or if you get Easy CD Creator Deluxe, mm-hmm. which is a burning program, it comes with Spin Doctor, which is the audio recording program.
So you have to have a separate program to get the information from the LPs or the...
Yeah, because what you're going to do is record it first onto the hard drive, save each individual song, and then take those songs and then move, copy them, burn them to the CD.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll be coming back to calls. And again, we'd like to hear your opinions on the topic for today. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to you.
Saddam. There's no negotiations with Mr. Saddam Hussein.
Osama. On the table, Osama bin Laden praising recent attacks.
Al-Qaeda. Whether he's alive or not, it's still going to go on without
terrorism.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
America. On the brink of war.
The United States and other nations will disarm Saddam Hussein.
Listen to what's happening now.
A new alert says high-priority targets are in the aviation, petroleum, and nuclear industries.
Talk about what should happen next. Continuing coverage on Rochester's only news radio, 1180 WHAL.
Are you looking for a unique, no-hassle, no-cost gift this holiday season? This year, give the gift that won't cost anything, but will help hundreds of patients from kidney disease in upstate New York. Donate your used car, bus, truck, or motorcycle to the National Kidney Foundation and make your car a kidney car.
Hi, this is Beth Adams. I donated my car to the National Kidney Foundation a couple of years ago. It was so easy. They picked it up in a couple of days. I got a great tax deduction, and more importantly, I felt wonderful about being able to help the kidney patients here in the Rochester area.
And even if you don't have a car to donate, you can still help. You can give the gift of life by signing an organ donor card and sharing your wishes with your family. Call the National Kidney Foundation for free holiday gift of life gift tags to show your support of organ donation.
Make your car a kidney car. Cars that save lives.
Give the gift of life this holiday season. Call 1-800-488-CARS to make your car a kidney car.
I'm live in Santa's workshop, where it's strangely relaxed for this time of year.
Who's ready for another game on the Xbox?
Me! I'm next!
With me is the man of the hour, Santa Claus. Santa, I can't help but notice no one seems to be doing any work here.
Quiet over there! Oprah's on!
What gives?
I found the perfect gift for every grown-up on my list. A subscription to the local Post newspaper.
Who drank my latte?
A gift subscription to Post newspapers?
How do you think I know who's been naughty and who's been nice? The Post newspapers give year-long with news about school, sports, local entertainment, events, and town politics.
A great idea. How do I order?
Call 442-POST.
442-POST. Got it. Thanks, Santa.
Come on, Santa. It's your turn to ride free.
Stay posted. Subscribe to a Post newspaper today and get a world's greatest cheeseburger and frozen custard from Bill Gray's absolutely free.
Serving Brighton, Pittsburgh, Barrington, Fairport, Irondequoit, Penfield, Greece, Yates, Shiloh, East Rochester, Henrietta, Rockport, and Webster.
Some restrictions apply. The Post newspaper. Papers, call 442-POST.
But darling, most of all, I love how you love me.
Tell her you'd marry her all over again with an anniversary gift from the Eternal Moments collection at Littman Jewelers. It's a collection specially designed to celebrate all of love's many splendored moments and includes the luminous beauty of certified colorless diamonds. Only 6% of all diamonds mined are colorless, so you can imagine the rarity, the brilliance. Choose from diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. More timeless gifts from the Eternal Moments collection at Littman Jewelers. Because love is forever.
I love the way your touch is always heavenly. But darling, most of all,
also, shop online at littmanjewelers.com.
Attorney Bob Brenna Jr. welcomes judges Renee Manerick and Maureen Burns to the studio to discuss the role of women on the bench. A special edition of the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum, Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAN.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
No, Nick Francesco is somewhere either trying to get in or out of Canada. I am Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites, and we're going to be taking your questions. But again, we threw kind of a little twist in here for you folks that just tuned in a little while ago. Since Nick isn't here, we're also asking for your opinion. Do you think the government should be getting in on where and what you do on the internet? Do you think it's really effective in that they're going to be able to handle, you know, where you go or what you see, what you do? I mean, you know, it's kind of like a one-hand clapping, as I put it. But we'd like to hear from your opinions for you folks that don't have a computer question, say like Ed from Gates. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi. Season's greetings from Gates, and I'm in a state of confusion.
Okay.
I inherited from my daughter a laptop computer, Compaq Pizarro, that we bought back in 97, and she's advanced, and I've gone to hers. I was updating it with the latest antivirus and the latest Windows for my machine, which is 98, and I moved a couple of things off the startup window of the screen, did not delete anything. After I did the updates, I scanned, did a total scan, did a total defrag, and after that, it was working, turning on and off. Now, the last time I went to turn it off, it went to the Windows 98 shutting down screen, could not get past it. Had to leave home, so I just pushed the button, and now I start it up, and I get a Phoenix Note Bio V4.0 window that's on the screen it's starting the memories, the three extended memory system and whatever the other one was.
Yeah.
And then it goes to back to the Windows shutdown screen. It says shutting down and whatever, in progress or whatever. And I can't get it to do anything. It only goes to that screen. I've got it so I could stop the boot by tapping escape or control alt delete and things like that, but control alt delete really isn't doing that anything.
All right, a couple questions here for you, Ed. One, what antivirus software are you running?
Norton.
Okay, so it wouldn't be that.
Well, what sounds like is happening is something is messed up in how it's trying to boot and thinks you're still trying to shut down.
Yeah.
You can try going into safe mode.
Yeah, when the machine is booting up, if you hold down the control key while it's booting, you all of a sudden get a menu. And what you can do is select option 3, which will allow you to go into safe mode. Once it's up and in safe mode, then, you know, and the machine has stopped doing all its turning and, you know, flashing and everything else. You just go to the start button, say shut down, and one of the options is either shut down or restart. And see if it'll restart in regular Windows mode.
Right. Can I just toss this in? I've tried using Compaq restart disks and
no,
Windows.
No, you don't want to do that.
Nothing will function. The buttons don't function. Nothing functions. Does it work? The control thing?
Those restore CDs are very dangerous.
Yeah, I figured it was going to wipe.
They're going to sit there and format your whole hard drive back to day one, and you don't want to do that. In fact, that's my biggest beef right now with a lot of these high-end computer companies that, you know, to get rid of viruses, what they're telling folks to do is put in the restore CD. And they're literally formatting a person's whole computer back to day one when they got it out of the box and not telling folks what they're really doing there. And, oh, by the way, did you back up all your data?
Yeah.
Did you say you tried running the restore CD and it didn't run?
No, I can hear it spinning, and it isn't reading anything, everything I put
try
in.
Try doing that safe mode. The other thing is, what I would recommend, if that doesn't do it, you know, try getting in the safe mode and restarting, see if that does it. Because you shut it down in the Compaq, what you might have to do is, say our procedure, the first one, doesn't work. Go back and, you know, say shut down, restart, hold down the control key again. The last option is a command prompt only.
That's over my head, so you'll have to...
Well, when you get that menu again for the second time, if this the first time doesn't work and you hold down the control key, you'll get the menu with six different options.
Okay.
Number one is normal, and then there's a log file, and then a safe mode and networking. The one of the bottom ones is command prompt only. I think it's either option five or six on that menu.
Mm-hmm.
You select that. You'll be to a C prompt. Try typing exit, E-X-I-T, and see if that'll restart and go into it. Sometimes they can get into like a DOS mode where they really don't go into Windows. So first try that safe mode, you know.
From the command.
First try, you know, holding down the control key, selecting safe mode, let it go in safe mode, and then say restart. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't work, restart it and try the last option there. It says command prompt only and type exit. That's about all I can offer right now. You know, you got to try those couple of things, but let us know.
Oh, that's super. Thank you. I'm just trying to avoid a boat anchor is all.
Mm-hmm. No. It can be straightened out. It's just we got to narrow down a few possibilities, and it's kind of hard not having the PC here.
Well, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And have a good holiday.
You too.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that's scary. Only 10 days left. Today's 14th. 10 days before Christmas. You got your Christmas shopping done?
I haven't even started yet.
How about you, Ralph?
Mine is almost done. I'm about 85% done. I just got to go out and pick up a few more things. But it's
Do everything on the internet and have it drop shipped.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought with Shirley out there, you'd be sitting there saying, oh, no, I got mine all done, huh? So she's out there hearing it. No, my wife knows as well as I do. We haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go out and buy a darn TV this week.
Well,
I wasn't planning on that. All I got is from the family room.
It's neat how those little vacuum tubes can explode.
I mean, I come out, you know, and I hear the TV going, and all of a sudden I look over, she goes, look. Yeah. And the TV, had, you know, 27-inch TV went down to like a 16th inch line going straight across horizontally.
That screen from the Outer Limits. They're taking over.
Does that mean we got to get a new one? Yeah. Because that little black and white one we got, you know, got a little portable one that'll run on batteries or the car or that. I mean, that's cute,
but
man,
a lot of
watching it drives your eyes bonkers, especially with bifocals.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the electronic retailers are offering overnight shipping up to the 24th. So you can order something up to the 24th, and it will still get delivered Christmas morning.
I don't think that'll cut it with my grandchildren.
No.
All right, let's go to Mike and Henrietta. How you doing, Mike? You got your Christmas shopping done?
Not even close.
My kind of guy. Go ahead.
Going out today. I got a question, but briefly regarding your government question. I guess I think that the genie's out of the bottle and regarding dead sites and pop-up ads and spam. And every time there's a hacker, I wonder if the government is ahead of the other people. So I guess I'm not sure if we can... run things, and I guess I had forgotten that if you just www, you can get into other country sites and such. So it's really mind-boggling to me, and I just don't know if this is too wide of a thing, you know, for control.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, that's what a lot of folks don't realize. You know, they sit there and they type in a website, like, you know, and they type it in, and all they know is they see these pictures on these screens. They don't realize that. When you want to go to this one site, that could be in Brazil. All of a sudden, I go to another website. That could be, say, over in Africa somewhere. Or I go to, say, a tire place. And all of a sudden, that could be some website that's hosted in England.
And who's to say that those countries are going to be as anal or as, you know, loose as any other country?
Bingo. So
I don't know how we all get on the same page on this. But the question I have is, I hope it's easy.
Yeah.
My microphone, when I plug my microphone in, I'm just getting the sound to come back through my speakers. And I'm not getting a level on my sound recorder when I use my microphone. I'm not able to voice chat. So do you know what a couple of things I could be doing? I've checked my mute levels, and those things are all unmuted. And I can't figure out why I can't get a level on either Cool Edit or the sound recorder.
Well, tell you what, Mike, if you don't mind hanging on, we got to take a little break here. But while we're on this break, we'll do a little research and see what we can come up for you and see if we can get this resolved, okay?
Great.
All right, stay tuned, and folks, hang on. We're going to go into the news, and we'll be back a little after 1 o'clock to take the rest of your questions on Soundbites, WHAM 1180.
You've put Volvo on your list of vehicles to consider. Now, put Best Volvo at the top of your list, because here is an incredible lease deal on a new Volvo S60. Right now, Best Volvo will lease you a new S60 for only $357 a month. Yes, just $357 a month for a new Volvo S60, only through December 31st. What an incredible lease deal on an exceptional car. The S60 comes loaded with automatic, sunroof, CD, leather, power, everything, plus climate package, front-wheel drive, and more. Only $357 a month. And the value you get with Volvo is superior. Hurry. Once this year is over, this special offer will be too. From Best Volvo, Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue.
Best Volvo.
Lease the S60 for $357 a month for 48 months. Total due delivery is $1,798. No security deposit required. Must take delivery by January 4th, 2003. For more information, call 1-888-621-8873.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
All right, sweetie, go see Santa.
Well, what would you like for old Santa to bring you this year?
A Barna pony and a dollhouse and...
Go ahead.
A 7 1/4 inch, 13 amp circular saw with case.
13 amps? That's a lot of power for such a small girl.
Daddy's the one who wants the saw. He just got me to ask you for it.
Okay, Brittany, time to go. Santa's got a lot of other kids to see.
The Home Depot has the gifts people really want for the holidays and a great way to pay for them. Now through December 24th, get 10% off your first purchase when you open a Home Depot or Expo Consumer credit card. Save up to $200. You'll find great gifts like a Ryobi 12-volt cordless drill with free hand vac for only $59.97, or spread holiday cheer with big, beautiful 6-inch poinsettias for just $1.99 each. The Home Depot, your holiday work shop. Subject to credit approval, additional terms apply. See store for details.
The perfect holiday gift pack for clients, employees, friends, or family is the Zweigel's Hot Dog Holiday Gift Pack. Those famous Zweigel's Hots will make any holiday gathering something special, and your Zweigel's Holiday Gift Packs are guaranteed delivery anywhere in the continental USA within 3 days or less. To send those delicious Zweigel's Hots, click on WHAM1180.com or call Colapriscilla's New York Style Deli at 235-7860. Happy holidays from Zweigel's. Quality meat products since 1880.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush, 2 till 5. Rush on Wham.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No. Hallelujah.
On Wham.
I told my parents.
Pregnant. Sexually transmitted disease or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone.
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham. It's 11 till 2.
The younger girls might like it.
On News Radio 1180 WHAM. Online, WHAM1180.com. On the air, it's News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. The anthrax-contaminated Brentwood Postal Facility in Washington, D.C. will be fumigated today.
Chlorine dioxide will be fed into the building at a level of 750 parts per million.
Postal Service spokeswoman Deborah Yakeley, most of the contents of the building have already been removed and all the cracks sealed. Two postal workers there died after anthrax-laced letters were processed at the facility. Authorities in Amman, Jordan have arrested two men in connection with the murder of an American diplomat.
We welcome the Jordanian announcement earlier today of the arrest of two men in connection with the tragic killing of USAID official Lawrence Foley.
State Department spokesman Louis Fintor reading from a statement. Jordanian officials Officials say the men are members of Al-Qaeda, and guns and grenades were found when they were arrested. U.S. and British warplanes attacked Iraqi missile sites today in response to a violation yesterday of the southern no-fly zone. Iraqi opposition groups are meeting in London. They're hoping to come up with a plan for governing Iraq.
We hope that we will show the world that we're going to unite against Saddam Hussein, and we will try to work together to have a democratic system in Iraq.
But the groups are divided over many issues. The meeting itself has even been postponed a few times. The U.S. has ordered another 27,000 Reserve and National Guard troops to prepare for active duty. The alert was issued by the Pentagon last night. Tens of thousands of anti-U.S. protesters took to the streets of Seoul, South Korea today. Reporter Don Kirk was there.
Thousands of people holding small paper lanterns demonstrated in central Seoul, shouting anti-American slogans with 5 days to go before South Korea's presidential election. The demonstrators demanded the trial by a Korean court of two U.S. Army sergeants, whom a U.S. military court absolved of responsibility for the deaths of two Korean middle school girls crushed beneath their armored vehicle. Both the conservative and liberal presidential candidates have called for revision of the agreement on the status of American troops in Korea. Demonstration leaders demanded their complete withdrawal. Don Kirk for CBS News, Seoul.
He didn't intervene to break the logjam before Congress convened, but now the president wants lawmakers to extend jobless benefits.
When our legislators return to the Capitol, I ask them to make the extension of unemployment benefits a first order of business. And the benefits they approve should be retroactive so that people who lose their benefits this month will be paid in full.
750,000 Americans are set to lose their benefits just 3 days after Christmas. Democrats, in their weekly radio address, blamed the Bush administration for millions of job losses.
There's no question that the president's policies have failed miserably. By firing his economic team, he was forced to admit this to the entire country.
Congressman Robert Menendez. This is CBS News.
Give gifts that work from Office Max. That's if you don't want them back. Gifts at the prices guaranteed. Great gift ideas you totally need. Wireless phones, we all want to own. Technology made to please. Hey, gift giver, get a clue. Give gifts that people want to use.
Give gifts that work, and this week save 50% when you ship them air or ground with Airborne at Office Max. Office Max. Max means more. See store for details.
Rock stars are famous for redecorating hotel rooms. And now we're letting them loose on your place. But hey, you asked for it.
I want Usher to come to my house.
VH1's Rock the House, a brand new show where artists like Snoop Dogg, Tommy Lee,
hell yes,
Paula Abdul, and Goo Goo Dolls attempt to beautify your abode when you're not looking.
Your landlord will never know.
Rock the House, Mondays on VH1. Who cares if Martha's off the market?
I'll thread your pipe for you.
We're happy to provide help.
Rock the House, come on.
On VH1.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with the WHAM News Update. The winter weather is packing a punch around the Rochester area early this afternoon. Yates County authorities had put a travel ban in place late this morning. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Wyoming, Livingston, and Ontario counties. The full forecast is up in just a moment. The Ontario County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death of a Pennsylvania man who died in a car crash this morning. Officers say 24-year-old Jonathan Hahn went off the road, crashing into a guardrail. He was thrown from the car and pronounced dead at the scene. A Chinese researcher has been convicted of stealing biological materials from Cornell University and trying to smuggle them back to China. A federal jury deliberated about 3 hours yesterday before finding 38-year-old Yin guilty of theft of property and making a false statement to an FBI agent. It's been one of the longest standing traditions here on WHAM, and it came to an end today. Today it came to an end with Doc and Katie Abraham when they signed off for the last time this morning as hosts of the Green Thumb Gardening Program. The couple from Naples had been on the air for more than 50 years, and they remembered when they were first approached to be on the radio.
The more we talked, the more we liked the idea.
People recognize our voice, and it's nice to know that we're that familiar around the area.
We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time 105.
News Radio 1180, WHAM. In-depth team coverage to keep you informed. Rochester's news leader, 24 hours a day. Depend on it.
There's nieces, nephews, cousins, mothers, fathers, friends. Yes, 'tis the season once again. And if you're like most of us,
Your list grows with each new year. Well, thanks to the Land's End Inlet, this Christmas, you're in luck. Land's End has tons of really great gifts for under $20. Gloves, hats, slippers, socks, turtlenecks, mocks, dress shirts, and much, much more for under $20. Just in time for Christmas. There's something for everyone. And like everything we sell, it's guaranteed, period. So don't miss out on some really great deals this Christmas season. Grab your list and head to the Land's End Inlet near you. Happy holidays from your Land's End Inlet. So where can you find the Land's End Inlet? In Rochester, off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Land's End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
When you want music on the radio, try Clear Channel's Mix 100.5. About 500,000 people listen to Clear Channel radio stations in Rochester every week, and more people are discovering Mix 100.5 every day. Mix means variety from the 80s, 90s, and now. It's a unique, upbeat mix that you won't find anywhere else on the FM dial. So next time you want music, don't think warm, think Mix. It's Rochester's best variety, Mix 100.5.
Here is the WHAM weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13, meteorologist Amy Zagarowicz. Today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for Wyoming, Livingston, and Ontario counties. Accumulation of 3 to 6 inches of snow is possible. Temperatures falling through the 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cold and breezy with snow showers likely, a low of 26 degrees. For Sunday, continued cloudy with a chance of a few snow showers, a high of 37. In studio, Rochester radar from News Source 13 showing precipitation falling throughout much of the listening area. Right now, downtown, rain showers and 36 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. Yes, this is Soundbites. No, I am not Nick Francesco. He is somewhere between here in Canada, hopefully enjoying the Lion King. I am Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we got a caller on the lines, Mike, who we're going to get back to in just 1 second. Go ahead. But I just want to remind folks also that we're also, besides taking computer questions, asking for your opinion, folks. I know, you know, you folks are used to hearing every week, you know, we just people just calling in with computer questions, and folks have constantly always said to me, well, I really don't have a computer question. Well, we're asking you for your comments on whether you think the government should stay in or get out as far as, you know, getting into where you go on the World Wide Web, or do you think it's something you should control? Mike, you still there? Mike? Oops. Well, hold on a moment. We're had a little problem there. But, again, just to kind of go on the idea of, you know, what you do with your computer. Do you think the government should really be in part of it? You know, so we're looking for your input. Meanwhile, Mike had a microphone problem, and we're going to try to get back to Mike. Mike, you still there with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Steve and I were kind of hashing it around here, and Steve's got some input for you.
Yeah, what we're thinking is that most sound cards have several input jacks, mic in, line in, aux in. Since the microphone is going through the speakers, basically the PA system is working. But what we're thinking is that maybe the input setting in your recording software is set to, say, line in and not to the mic in.
And where do I get my input setting to check that?
It should be somewhere in the recording software.
Yeah, within the recording software.
As to which port it looks for an audio signal.
Yeah, so somewhere, because I can put like an audio play a tape recorder and go a patch cord into another plug, you know, and all, you know, and bring sound in that way. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, my microphone is
Like you say, it's like feedback.
It may also be in the multimedia control panel.
You're running Windows 98 or what?
Yes, Windows 98.
Yeah, the multimedia control panel sets up for Windows what inputs and outputs you're using.
Yeah, and usually the microphone is down, the little speaker is down in the lower right-hand corner. By double-clicking on that or right-clicking, you can open that up and see the property.
Well, that brings up the volume controls.
Well,
you can also get into
the advanced.
And go into advanced, you can see the jacks.
Yeah.
There are also different volume controls for the line in, for the mic in, for wave playing, for MIDI playing. So you'd check that all of your levels are up and all of the levels are unmuted, but it's probably something in which input it's looking at.
And also, what type of microphone are you trying to use? The impedance?
That can be the trick if you've got the mic, a physical microphone connected to the line port, where the line levels are higher, so a microphone can't produce enough a signal for a line input. So you need to make sure the mic is on the mic input.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got that right.
Okay.
I'll check all those things.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
If you would, let us know how you make out on that, okay?
Will do.
Okay. Next is Ken in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Ken.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure.
I will answer your question.
Thank you.
I would believe that the technology exists for some sort of monitoring or control, and I think at times the mindset is there that they may want to. I just think it's something that we should be left to our own devices on with all its inherent dangers and benefits.
Right. Even with monitoring software, who decides what gets monitored? AOL got into trouble a couple of years ago because they tried to put a filter on dirty language.
Yeah.
And one of the words they filtered was breast.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the millions of people in the breast cancer awareness forums all got their messages bounced back as being unsuitable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever you try to censor, something is goes wrong somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not happy with my kids having inadvertent access to it, but it is a risk, and it's the cost for the benefit of the Internet, I think.
But do you believe, though, the government can even remotely get a handle on it?
No.
I
think they can monitor a little bit of what, if they want
exactly.
to, certain
yeah.
people use, but I don't think they can really get a handle on it any more than anybody else can.
Yeah, so many folks, you know, they just want to constantly push it off to government, and
right.
they've forgotten to be, parents.
Right. And like I said, it's great for the politicians. Oh, we want to protect the children, so we're going to pass this bill, but it doesn't work.
Spend your money elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I have to come clean here on a widely broadcast program and tell the world I am an ME user.
I'm not proud of it.
I wish I would have had a choice in the matter, but when you buy the box, it comes with it.
We can save you.
Oh, I hope so. And
Put your hands on the phone, and we will heal you, Mike.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm on my knees. I do have one real quick question before the... Have you ever heard of anybody being happy with ME?
Bill Gates.
Well, okay.
If ME came pre-installed on your machine and you never add anything else to it...
Or software or hardware,
it usually works pretty good. The problem is, as soon as you start adding peripherals and software, there aren't that many drivers that were released for ME because it was kind of a stopgap. They had already released Windows 2000.
Yeah.
No one was buying it. So they said, we better come up with something else.
Mm-hmm.
We can make the 98 people buy it.
And all the manufacturers said, well, wait a minute. We're already building for 2000. What's the chances of folks... You know, rushing over to ME. You can go over, and this is where it really upsets me, you can go over to the major computer retail store over here, down in the south, Henrietta Road, Southtown Pleasant, without mentioning a name, and look on their shelf. Oh, they still have Windows 98 up there, Windows 2000, and XP. Now, I think there's an operating system in between there that's missing, like... Not me.
Right.
Well, I have found one, and they can have it back.
Yeah. Well, plus the fact that Microsoft is selling three competing operating systems, so it can't be good for their marketing either.
Ken, what speed is the machine?
Pardon me?
What speed and how much memory?
320 for memory,
mm-hmm.
750 AMD.
You can be saved, Ken.
But that's really now. I think that is actually the root of all my evil problems, or a lot of them. Is just it's not a real good operating system. It's been fragile since day one.
We have help for you.
And the last thing is, I have a 3.1 Windows computer running on an old computer that I've had zero problems with. I just wish you could use it for more than word processing at this point.
Well, what you might want to consider doing with this beloved system that you'd like to throw out for a boat anchor is go out and get Windows XP Home.
Yeah, I think that's the next step.
I mean, I know you don't want to give, you know, you got an operating system that, you know, you thought you would be able to use and, you know, get some work done, but ME stands for many errors, and that's usually what happens the minute you start adding any other software, well, like you said, hardware, that you might want to seriously consider spending a few more bucks. Go to Windows XP Home Edition, and you will be far more happier with it. And with a 700 megahertz machine, 320 meg memory, it will run very smooth.
Well, I am almost sorry I got off on that, because I have a question that I think I've heard from you folks address, and I just want to very quickly say I run AVG, very happy with that, and I downloaded Stinger from your website, through your website, and very happy with that. However, paranoia being a terrible thing to waste, I think I remember you folks saying in the last week or so that one should run Stinger and then reinstall your antivirus for, in my case, AVG.
The issue is that several of the more insidious viruses, Klaz and Bugbear, will disable your antivirus software.
Especially if you haven't updated. Now, if it's updating the DAT files, the first indication that your antivirus isn't working is when you try to go to do an update, it won't let you, it doesn't change the date on the DAT files. So whether you're running AVG, Norton, or McAfee, and you look at the program, and it says, you know, your virus definitions are so many days old, that's usually an indication when you know you already did update.
Well, it acts as though it does update. However, coupling the zone alarm that I have on there, and it always asks for permission. So I allow it to it, and then, you know, blink, it goes away. So then I ask for an update via AVG's program, and it says, well, you're up to date. But I'm just wondering if, in fact, it thinks it's up to date, because this CRUD system just is always needing to be rebooted. And I'm talking sometimes several times a day, sometimes after getting out of AOL.
But is Stinger finding any of the...
Stinger is not finding anything at this point.
Yeah, that's the issue. If Stinger does find something, then you most likely
need... Then you
have
something to worry about.
Right, you have something to worry about, and you most likely do need to reinstall your antivirus. Because the virus it found would have disabled your antivirus to begin with.
Would I be at risk if I were to uninstall AVG, run Stinger, and then download AVG again, or am I just taking up cyberspace for a little while and making myself a little happy?
If you're making yourself happier, that's always good.
Yeah, you know, if that still gives you a warm fuzzy, but Stinger looks for 16 of the major viruses out there right now. Klaz, Elkhorn, Bugbear, JS Seeker, and I forget the
several
list of the rest.
Others, yeah.
Yeah, but there's 16 viruses it literally looks for that are the most popular. And Klaz right now is the most damaging. It was voted number one virus for the year. So, you know, that as long as you're staying up to date, you run that and it doesn't find it, then you should be okay.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yes, thank you very much, fellas.
All right, thank you, sir. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to your calls on Soundbites, WHAM 1180.
At the Webster Dental Group, their mission is simple. Deliver comprehensive dental care with predictable results, serving both your functional and aesthetic needs. Here's Dr. Jerry DeFusco.
I became a dentist because I enjoyed the ability to be able to fix a problem more or less on the spot when a patient walked in the door. There's a lot of different areas and aspects to dentistry that one has to call into play to treat a case comprehensively. Every day when I go to work is fun. When I go to work, I work with a group of individuals that I've worked with for a number of years, some people 20 plus years, and it's a family. And this family has a common goal, and that common goal is to really personally treat every individual that walks in that door like they're a family member. I like making people feel better about themselves because maybe it's selfish. It makes us feel great.
Webster Dental Group, 1110 Cross Point Lane. Call 872-4400, 872-4400, or on the web at WebsterDentalGroup.com for the smile of a lifetime. Webster Dental Group.
Dear Santa, my name is...
Laura.
Bruce.
Gertrude.
Tom.
I am...
59.
32. It's none of your business how old I am.
I have been a very good boy.
Girl. Great-grandmother this year.
That's why I deserve a holiday instant game from the New York Lottery.
I really would love to get
the Secret Santa Dumbler game.
Or Winter Wonderland with a top prize of $25,000.
Or Stocking Stuffer, where you could win up to $333,000.
Then if I won, I could buy all the other things I want, like
a new leaf blower,
a car, an extension on our garage.
This year, give holiday instant games from the New York Lottery. They cost only a few dollars, but they could be worth thousands. They're what grown-ups want for the holidays.
And one of those foot massagers, too.
Numbers bonus days are here. Now through December 14th, the New York Lottery will increase regular prizes on the Numbers twice daily drawings by at least 20%. So play today.
Introducing all the shrimp you can hear from Red Lobster. Just listen to your heart's content to our very own shrimp scampi, mouth-watering shrimp pasta, and our signature fried shrimp. But what's even better than all the shrimp you can hear? All the shrimp you can eat. At Red Lobster, you can mix and match any two of these delicious shrimp choices. So if our little theater of the mind isn't satisfying enough, come into Red Lobster, where you can get a front row seat. All you can eat shrimp, only for a limited time at Red Lobster.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a home equity loan, so I had a choice. I could go to a bank, or I could go to LendingTree.com, have banks compete over me, and choose the home equity loan I liked best. No-brainer. I mean, why go to a bank and take any offer when you can go to LendingTree.com and pick the best offer?
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information or state license disclosures, visit our website at LendingTree.com.
Home. It can be down a country lane or in a high-rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things. Books, music, friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites, and we're going back to the phones to Gary in Greece. Go ahead, Gary.
Is this Dave?
No, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right.
Hey, Dave, I got a problem. I got Windows Me.
Ow!
Yeah.
What is with this? It's an epidemic. Oh!
And on startup, I get a code, you know, I get a code that goes NAVAP. And it's
Norton Antivirus
Protection.
Virus Protection, yeah.
Yep.
And it goes, and it goes 02 and then 00198DB.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me to hit whatever. And it gives me another code, OE0028CO2F3827.
Something has corrupted your Norton antivirus.
Yep.
Probably one of the big
viruses.
It keeps
going down to like five other things, four other, you know, an OD.
Key thing is had you up to that point with that lovely operating system been updating your antivirus?
Probably every couple days I do that.
Well, sometimes that can't be enough. Normally,
might have bugbear.
Yeah, the antivirus updates typically come out once a week.
Okay.
From the big companies. So there's a few days, sometimes a few hours leeway between when a virus is released and when the definitions are updated.
Right now, on the average, they've been, and I haven't seen it in, I bet you, the past 2 months, both Norton and McAfee released their updates usually on Wednesday afternoon. Now, what time, that can depend, you know, because they're out on the West Coast. I've seen it as early as, say, 2 o'clock our time here, or as late as 5 o'clock, just when I'm getting ready to leave the shop at for McAfee. And I know Norton's the same way. So what I normally tell folks is to check it at least every Thursday. The other thing is especially if you've got Norton, folks say, well, it just does it automatically. Well, one client that said it was doing it automatically found out that their subscription ran out, October, I think it was like 13th, 1999.
Okay. Well, I went and checked that, and it says I got 116 days left before it has to be repurchased.
And how old are the definition files?
I really don't know. Right now, I tried to shut down.
When you click on the Norton, though, it should, when it, that first screen, the status screen,
yeah,
one of the lines there will tell you the date on the definition files.
Oh.
And that should say, you know, what was it, December 12th?
Depending on which version 11. Of Norton you have, with version 5, you had to dig into it to find what your definitions were. With 2000 and later, the main status screen tells you your virus definition date and your subscription expiration
date. 2000, 2002, but, and 2003,
right.
It displays it right on the screen.
What you're probably going to need to do is download Stinger from McAfee, and that will eradicate most of the most insidious viruses. Then you can reinstall your Norton and get it back up to
date. And you can get, by going to wham1180.com, you can look for our gorgeous pictures down in the lower left-hand side. And click on that, and that will take you to the Soundbites webpage, which, for all you folks that have not decided on what to get your special significant other or special person in your life, may I suggest going to the Soundbites store. We have tons of stuff. No excuse. I mean, there's nothing there that you can't find that somebody wouldn't like, and show your pride for sound bites. But
okay, so that's
WHAM 1180. Let me digress. Go ahead, Gary.
Is that WHAM1180.com?
And you can go to the sound bites, and from there, you'll go to the Soundbites webpage, which is soundbites.org. And it's bite with a Y, as Francis would have us say it. Down on the lower right-hand side, you're going to have to scroll. So you scroll down, and on the right-hand side, you see an item that
link.
You can click on that says, I heard this website on your show. Click on that and scroll down. You'll see alphabetically a listing for Stinger, and that will take you to the direct download that you can download and then install and run Stinger.
Fantastic.
Okay, sir?
Well, thank you, guys.
And,
have a
you
great
know,
holiday.
Hey, you know, what type of system are you running that beloved operating system on?
What type of system?
Yeah, well, is it a Pentium what?
It's a Pentium 3.
Uh-huh. How much memory?
Well, I got 256 meg. And
well, we can still save
you
from that, too.
I think I got 20 gigabyte of hard drive.
All right, you might want to, as a Christmas gift to you, go out and buy Windows XP Home Edition.
Okay.
I'm slowly converting the whole Rochester vicinity.
Because I listened to the guy that I bought the computer from. He says Windows Me was better than XP.
Yeah, it stands for many years. And that with that music, it means we got to take a break. But we will come back and take your questions right after this break on 1180 WHAM.
So much of Disney's business is based on pictures, whether it's motion pictures and TV shows, keepsakes from theme park visits, character artwork, or images in our magazines, books, and websites. Imaging technology is changing the way we entertain our guests.
Bob Lambert is Senior Vice President of New Technology for the Walt Disney Company, where info image work.
Soon, digital cinema systems will improve distribution and provide theaters with greater flexibility. Theme park photos will be captured and downloaded automatically into digital memory albums, enabling a whole new range of products and services. Already, digital image archiving is protecting our creative assets for future generations. That's info imaging.
Info imaging is a $385 billion industry. Its images and technology converging to create new business opportunities.
Disney's always stood for innovation. We pioneered everything from theme park photo systems to computer-aided animation. And our alliance with Kodak is keeping us on the leading edge.
Find out what info imaging can do for your business at Kodak.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from the Red Osier Restaurant in Stafford, New York, just outside of Leroy. We realized 23 years ago when we bought the restaurant that advertising is so important to bring guests to our restaurant. We're not exactly around the corner. That's where WHAM Radio comes into play. We've been doing business with Danny Guilfoyle, Kevin Meath, Chet Walker, and WHAM Radio for over 20 years. Every promotion that we've done over the years starts with WHAM Radio. and the results have always been very positive. We track advertising results and know Wham! Advertising is effective by the number of guests that mention they've heard our ad. Because of our location, it is imperative that we reach out to many communities. WHAM's wide listening area accomplishes that goal. Thank you, Wham!
To improve your business, call WHAM General Sales Manager Dan Guilfoyle at 454-4884, extension 117. Wham! Gets results.
You want old Arlie Ermey to tell you about the military, do you? Well, maggot, you got two choices. You can sign up for boot camp and let me drag your sorry behinds through weeks of blood, sweat, and pure living hell, or you can plop that behind of yours in front of the History Channel Sunday night for mail call. So, what's it gonna be, garden slugs? Ah, that's what I thought. Fall in Sunday nights at 10, 9 central for mail call. Only on the History Channel.
Ah, sounds like you got my cold.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Here, try my Alka-Seltzer Plus.
What's that got that my cold medicine doesn't?
Effervescence, my dear. A glass of liquid relief. Its concentrated medicine is ready to go to work right away.
Makes my cold medicine seem kind of lazy.
Yep.
Alka-Seltzer Plus breaks up nasal congestion and releases you from your worst cold symptoms fast.
Feel better?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for sharing.
And now Alka-Seltzer Plus is back in its classic seltzer flavor.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
No, I'm just a skinnier version of Nick Francesco. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
I'm not quite as hairy as Nick is.
Neither one of us.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Sound Bites. And now we'll go to Will in Rochester. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, I've got a Macintosh question. I've got a new iMac with a SuperDrive, and I've burnt a couple of DVDs with data, and they read fine on my computer, but when I try and read them on other Macs with DVD readers, they're not working.
They have the DVD player drive in the other Mac?
Yeah, when I put them in, I either get, either two things happen. Either the folder actually opens, and then when I try to open a folder within the DVD, the computer freezes, and I have to reboot, or I get a message that it can't recognize the disk, and do I want to reformat it? And I say no.
It's probably the UDF file translator. DVD data is written on a disk in a mode or in a disk format called UDF, or Universal Disk Format.
Right.
Some of the these older Macs that you're reading it on.
One's a G4 Titanium, and one's a new G4 desktop. I don't know how new. But in the next last year.
You may want to check on updating that UDF driver.
I've run the software updates, and it doesn't show it needs anything. Would it not come up there?
It should. And it reads back okay on your machine.
Yeah, without a problem. And on some, again, I'll put it in. Sometimes it'll show up on a computer, and then as I try to open a folder or open one of the files, it just freezes. And I've tried two different computers. Can't figure out what's going on.
What software are you using to burn the disk with?
Just the software, the iMac. The
Apple Disk Burner?
Yeah.
It should work okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Do you know if the other machines may have Toast installed?
They don't. Neither of them do.
Okay, yeah. Toast is another burning software, and there have been issues.
Oh, is that with jelly on it?
Yeah.
Oh, Toast.
Well, Easy CD Creator is their version of Windows, and that's too hard to say, so they came out with Toast for Mac.
Toast. No, I want a bagel instead.
Yeah.
How about a Krispy Kreme?
There have been issues with Toast and Disk Burner compatibility with each other.
Oh.
Yeah, all the little crumbs go down to the bottom, and then you got to stick a knife down in there to get it loose. No?
No, that's when you electrocute yourself. Yeah. Rob found the special effects button.
That guy.
It should work okay. You might check the system folder to be sure the UDF extension is still loaded.
Okay.
In fact, let me even look on my machine. But are you running in OS 9 or 10?
I'm running in 10.2, and these are both in 9. I didn't know if that was a problem. It didn't seem like it should be. But.
It shouldn't be, but again, it's the UDF in 10 should work with UDF in 9. But, yeah, check the extensions folder. Make sure that the UDF extension is loaded.
Okay.
And we'll dig around the net a little bit and see if we can find out anything else
okay.
on it.
Yeah, I tried going places. Nothing on Apple's site mentions it as a problem, but maybe I wasn't looking in the right place.
Yeah, sometimes you have to guess what they might have indexed it under.
Right. All right, well, I'll give that a try.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Just like the PC world, they're not very helpful, you know, make it very clear or easy to find stuff. You know, you always got to do digging and burying into
things.
Yeah,
what did they think to index it under?
Yeah,
what you might
logically think of, then you got to think of, oh, wait a minute, that's a technical person, and they don't put it in the same language that the average user would put it into. And again, I'd like to put out there that we... For you folks that sit around and say, well, I don't have a computer question. I just sit around and listen to the other folks calling in. We'd like to hear from you folks. And that, do you really think that government should get its hands in on controlling where and what you do on the Internet? Or do you believe that it's something that you should control? And do you think the government would be very effective in even implementing anything? But meanwhile, we'll go to Vito in Chile. Hello, Vito.
Oh, happy holidays.
Same to you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Get all your Christmas shopping done?
Not really.
Your wife didn't want to hear that, or the other folks.
She may be listening. But yeah. I have two questions, and one has to do with a privacy policy on the Internet. The other has to do with defragmentation. So as far as the privacy policy, I've identified a company I'd like to do business with, and I couldn't find their privacy policy, so I sent them off an email, and they came back and said, privacy policy, do you mean we won't give your email address away? And that's not what I was looking for. So my question is... how do you view a privacy policy in terms of importance of doing business with a company on the Internet, if that's all they have, a statement like that?
I'd be a little cautious. I mean, you know, because if you're going to be handing over, say, credit card information or other personal information, where is that going? Again, do you really know where that site's located? I mean, this could be in some third world country that all of a sudden they splash out, you know, your credit card information or anything else. If it's not totally secure, you know, you could be playing with dynamite there.
Well, the product comes from a third world country, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the other side of that coin is, in the real world, you hand your credit card to a minimum wage, you know, clerk at a store, and who knows where it ends up. Who knows where the carbons end up?
Well, that's one thing, though. They've gotten away from
it. In a restaurant, they walk away from it with it for half an hour. So it's not just the Internet you have to be worried about, but your credit card usage in general. And that's why most credit card companies now are offering Internet access to your statements. Mm-hmm. I check all my bank accounts every day to see if there aren't any unknown charges on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I take you to say is you have to be really cautious and maybe go to another company.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much out there. You know, there's so many scams and everything else. You know, not to say that, you know, what you're looking for is the same thing, but there's always some types of cons or anything else, and who knows how this other company runs their site and how well protected it is that somebody else can't hack into it.
Well, they have their little lock at the bottom, and they tell you it's 128, whatever the number is after that.
Encryption, yeah.
But, okay, the next question, I do appreciate that. The next question is about defrag. I was looking at Norton Systems Utility, and a store clerk came over and I asked him, you know, how was the defragmentation? He says, well, that's one of the reasons you'd want this systems, Norton Systems Utility, because it defragments better than Microsoft. And I said, well, you know, would you go a little further? And he says, well, Microsoft will do the data files, but this does the systems files and the programs. Now, I don't know enough about it to say if that's valid or not. Is that true?
You can sit there and have it do a full defrag.
Well, I think what Norton Speed, Norton Speed Disk can prioritize the files a little better. Theoretically, the inner tracks of the disk, or is it the outer? I always forget the difference. One end of the disk has got to be the outer. At a constant constant rotational velocity, the linear velocity of the outer track is higher. So there's more data going by on the outer tracks. So theoretically, it can read it faster. So if you put your OS on the outer track of the hard drive, it will read system files faster. The other side of that coin, we have a lot of coins today, is that most hard drive... Most hard drives are so fast these days, and the operating systems are more efficient in writing the data down, that you almost don't need to defragment your disk at all. The only place where it still is a big importance is in video capture, which can run at extremely high data rates, 30 megabytes per second for full-frame, full-rate video. So you need to have a huge contiguous block of disk space to be able to capture
video.
That's
why a lot of them are also going to 128 meg video cards and everything else to help that refresh rate.
Right, and 10,000K or 10,000K, 10,000 RPM, or even the new 15,000 RPM high-speed hard drives that can keep up with that data throughput for video capture. But for general use, defragging isn't that big an issue as it used to be.
What OS are you running?
We're doing 98SE, and I find if I don't defrag, the thing really snails down.
Well, how big is your hard drive and how much free space is available on it to begin with?
They're both about 50% full, one's 15 gig and the other's 8 gig.
Yeah, so you might, you know, you turn around, you could get like an 80 gig drive now, and, you know, this way it wouldn't take as long, and just move your stuff over to.
And some of the other, do you know what velocity they are?
I'm sorry, would you repeat
that? Do you know what the velocity of the drives are?
Yeah, one of them is 7200 and the other is 5400.
Yeah, the 54 is going to be sluggish no matter what, so defragmenting it is going to help a bit. 72 is usually okay, though.
Yeah, but what he could do is put, like you say, right now hard drives are relatively inexpensive. You transfer, you know, everything over to like a 60 or an 80 gig, and then you use that old 7200 RPM drive as your swap drive, and you might find things run a little more efficient.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Is while I was waiting to get on the program, I was doing a defragmentation, and I finished the C drive, which is the 15 gig, and I was doing the D, and the D comes up and says it has errors on it. So I did a scan disk, and that's not true. I tried to do a defrag on the 8 gig drive, and it said you don't have defrag in the machine after I just finished the C drive. And I did that from my computer, so I went over to programs and accessories and then systems, systems, and I was able to defrag from there. So looks like the computer is not talking to itself very well.
Could. It's Windows. You know, it can get confused and might not release the memory and everything else from doing the first one.
Okay, but not as bad as me.
And
no,
and you're usually safer doing the scan disk and defrags in safe mode anyway.
Okay.
Okay, Vita.
Bye-bye.
All right. You take it easy there, sir. Have a good holiday. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to take your calls on 1180 WHAM Soundbites.
Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport is having a sale that's totally off the wall. Today till 6 p.m., every certified factory invoice will be posted on the showroom wall. Pick out any of Carlisle's 300 new Mitsubishis in stock and see what the dealer pays. No markups, no reasonable offer refused. Today until 6, Carlisle's finance managers and lenders will be on the premises for immediate credit approval. So bring your title and payment book because Carlisle can get virtually anyone financed instantly. No stress, no hassle, no time to waste. Today till 6 p.m., see what the dealer pays and make an offer. With over 300 brand new Mitsubishis in stock, Carlisle's going to do whatever it takes to get your new Mitsubishi off their lot and in your driveway. Plus, you'll get every additional rebate and incentive, too. And make no car payments till 2004. A full year with no car payments. No interest. With no cash down. Even with your credit pass. Till 6 today, Carlisle's practically giving these gorgeous brand new Mitsubishis away. So why pay 14 grand for some strip? You can get a new, loaded, automatic Mitsubishi for less. Now that's off the wall. But here's the catch. You've got to do it before 6 p.m. today. And you can only do it at Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport.
It's the Late Late Show.
If unpaid New York State taxes are getting you down or keeping you up, New York State Tax Amnesty is your dream come true. Now through January 31st, you can pay your overdue taxes with lowered interest and no penalties. No kidding. Our website's open 24/7. At www.nystaxamnesty.com or call 1-888-552-3453. That's 1-888-552-3453. Sign up for Tax Amnesty today and clear your name. Clear your head. Rest easy for a change. Get caught up before you get caught. A message from the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance.
The Festival of Lights 2002 Victorian Holiday Light Show Spectacular comes alive at Sonnenberg Gardens, November 22nd through January 4th. Enjoy a walking tour of holiday light displays on the mansion grounds. Browse through their gift shop for that special present. And don't forget to visit the Wine Center. Sonnenberg Gardens' 50 acres will be lighted with over 1 million lumens, making it the largest holiday light show in Western New York. See various floral themes. The Italian garden as never before. Watch the trees come to life on the South Lawn and see Santa's Village and the magically lighted Japanese garden. Festival of Lights is open Tuesday through Sunday from 5:30 till 9 p.m., including Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. Discount tickets available at all Wegmans and Canandaigua National Bank branches. Horse-drawn wagon rides on weekends available for an additional fee. It's all at Sonnenberg Gardens, just around the corner at 151 Charlotte Street off Route 21 in Canandaigua, Thruway Exit 43 or 44. Call 394-4922 for more information.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Ho, 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 ho. Do you have any tokens for the slot machines?
Certainly, sir. How many would you like?
I'll take a sackful for my little friends here.
Yeah! Here you go, fellas.
Wow, thanks, lady.
So, what brings you folks to Casino Niagara?
The sleigh and eight reindeer?
We're here for the gifts. The holiday ornament giveaway. The elves aren't pulling their weight, you know.
Hey! I won!
Ooh, do we get a holiday ornament?
You sure do, with every hand-paid jackpot.
And there's a different ornament
every week,
so we can keep coming back.
Ooh, we win all four.
Well, keep those gifts coming, boys.
The holiday ornament giveaway, now until December 22nd. Must be 19 or over. Visit Casino Niagara or call 1-888-WINFALL for details.
I see more red flashing lights. Did we win another jackpot?
No, Santa. That's Rudolph.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
To America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
No. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And Nick is enjoying himself somewhere in Canada. So with that, we'll take Jim from Pittsburgh and see what he's up to. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Got all your Christmas shopping done?
No, I haven't.
All right, my kind of guy. All right, we'll take your computer question then.
Okay, I'm having a... it's a machine that I built myself about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm having trouble with it freezing while I'm in the on the internet in the browser. And I have to reboot. This started maybe a couple of years ago. I was running Windows 98 at the time, and IE4. Upgraded to IE5, still had the trouble. Upgraded to or switched to Netscape, still had the problem. Ran browser from my ISP, Earthlink, and still had the problem. So decided maybe I was having trouble with Windows 98, and I've upgraded the machine to Windows XP Professional. And I'm still having the problem. So I started talking to the SAs at where I worked and got advice around maybe I had a memory problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much memory is in it?
256 meg.
One, that's definitely the entry level for Windows XP. What you might, is that two 128 sticks?
Yes, it is.
What I would suggest, sir, and again, this is relatively inexpensive and you're going to want to do it anyways, is get yourself another 250 meg stick.
Or even a 512. They aren't that much more.
Exactly. But what I was going to suggest is you put the 256 stick in. And one usually the motherboards nowadays have either three or four DIMM slots.
Yes, this does.
Okay. You put the new 256 into the system and take the two 128s out and see how things run.
Well, I actually have a third 128, and I've swapped them in and out, so I didn't have the same sticks in, and the same problem occurs.
And it's still happening with the same?
Yeah. And so I got a suggestion that maybe it was the legacy USB stuff causing a conflict, and I downloaded a new BIOS and loaded it, and the problem still occurs.
Well, then the other thing that I was going to suggest that you check out, since it sounds like you've already done some hardware work as far as the memory,
mm-hmm.
The other thing is what type of network card you got into that?
Actually, I'm running wireless through the USB port. I've got a Linksys wireless adapter to a Linksys access port.
I usually prefer wireless on the PCI slot rather than on the USB adapter.
Yeah, because I mean, if you can't, here's another thing that you could try. How far are you from the hub? Are you quite a ways?
I could probably hook right into the hub.
Yeah, string a line temporarily, and
You know, you can even get yourself an inexpensive network card. Nowadays, you can pick up a network card for $10-15.
Yeah.
You pop the network card in and install that and run a Cat5 cable from that PC right to the hub.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens there. The worst you're going to be out is maybe, like I say, the $10-15 for the network card.
Well,
but the connection will work a lot better, and I'm not...
You may need a firmware update in the USB wireless adapter as well,
mm-hmm.
if you've been having trouble.
Whereas
that way
if you
too.
Just go with a regular NIT card, you know, and save those other ports for other devices.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started having the problem actually while I was running dial-up through a modem, just recently upgraded to Roadrunner.
Are you running second edition?
Well, now he's running XP.
You're running XP Professional, but I haven't installed Service Pack 1.
Did you upgrade XP, or did you wipe the hard drive and install XP?
I wiped it out and installed fresh.
Yeah.
Well, see, these are all the wrong answers.
Yeah, because there's definitely a hardware issue somewhere there. That if it's causing it to lock up, I mean, he's gone to two different OSs, so that totally eliminates the operating system. So it's got to be some piece of hardware, and you'd have to do some type of diagnostic.
Well, are there any specific websites that it happens on, or is it pretty random?
If I touch the Macromedia site, it's dead.
Maybe that's your flash driver.
Otherwise, it seems pretty random. But I know that if I touch that one, it freezes.
That could be either the flash or the Shockwave plugins, because a lot of websites will use flash and Shockwave animations. Macromedia's own site uses a bunch of them.
But he's used all different versions. He's used Netscape. He's gone through Internet Explorer 4, 5, and now he's up to 6.
You might want to try downloading a newer version or with the latest version of the flash plugin.
What other cards do you have in there, Jim?
Let's see. In terms of cards.
Sound cards, Melody cards?
Just a graphic card and a sound card. Yeah, it's one of those Sound Blaster clones.
The only thing I could suggest, do you still have the modem in there?
No.
Took that out?
Yeah.
It's definitely a hardware issue, sir, and I'm sorry, you know, without doing some diagnostic, you might want to look up on a web and look for some diagnostic software that will literally test the hard drive, the motherboard, the memory, and it will run it through a battery, a test.
Yeah.
And see if that finds anything. But it sounds like you're on the right track. It's something in the hardware realm that's causing this issue.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thanks for your help.
Sorry we couldn't be of more help.
Yep.
All right.
Enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Next, we're going to go to John in Rochester. How you doing, John? Hello, John.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I love your show, you guys.
Thank you.
Last Thursday, I was on the internet. Excuse me. And I'm using Windows 98 SE and AOL. And the screen flashed for a Windows update, and I got done with what I was doing. I did the update. It was a security MV or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get done, restart the computer, everything. You know, I shut everything down, restart the computer, whatever. And an hour or so later, I go to get back online again, and all my access numbers are busy. And it says... a TCP/IP may not be working. And I have no idea what's going on with that.
Well, the TCP is the language of the Internet. That's how your computers right. talk to other computers over the Internet.
Uh-huh.
It may be that one of the security updates broke your TCP layer inside of AOL. If you go to AOL, I've got to remember where they put it now, the AOL icon in the taskbar, if you right-click, I believe there's a Tools option. You're looking for a menu command that says Reinstall AOL Adapter.
Okay.
And that will reload AOL's TCP software and reset itself back up with apparently your new Windows software. Which version of AOL is it?
I'm still running 6.0.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Somewhere along the way, the AOL TCP layer. Now, what always struck me is interesting is that AOL puts this command in to reload your driver. That means they must know that it crashes a lot.
Yeah.
To give you a whole command to do it
you might wanna
automatically.
Just try, you might want to just try, you can find them laying around most of the stores, is version 7.
I have version 7. Mm-hmm. I just never installed it.
Try doing that, and that might resolve it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that will overwrite all the 6 files and
yeah.
put the 7 stuff in.
You think?
Yeah, I'd give it a
it
shot.
It should,
I mean,
yeah.
Let's put it this way. You're not going to be any worse off because you can't get on now.
Right.
And then, you know, by installing that, it's going to update it, so it'll probably also update that TCP/IP driver that it's having an issue with now. And kind of, you know, instead of you trying to hunt all over the place and make sure you got the right one, by just updating from 6 to 7, that might resolve a lot of the issues. Okay, sir?
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. And I apologize to the other folks that couldn't get on. You know, the show goes by too fast. I mean, we just don't have enough time to take all the calls. And it was a lot of fun. I want to thank Rob for keeping us on track and Steve for joining us. And for all you folks for taking the time to call in with your computer questions and your comments. And maybe this is something we're going to try and keep going a little bit more because, you know, a lot of folks, like I said, don't have computer questions, but they do have comments about other things going on, and we'd like to hear about it. It keeps us in the direction that we want to take this show. So for Dave Enright and Soundbites and the whole crew and a YM 1180, this is Soundbites, and we'll see you next week. Have fun.
You've put Volvo on your list of vehicles to consider. Now, put Best Volvo at the top of your list. Because here is an incredible lease deal on a new Volvo S60. Right now, Best Volvo will lease you a new S60 for only $357 a month. Yes, just $357 a month for a new Volvo S60. Only through December 31st. What an incredible lease deal on an exceptional car. The S60 comes loaded with sunroof, CD, leather, power, everything, plus climate package, front wheel drive, and more. Only $357 a month. And the value you get with Volvo is superior. Hurry. Once this year is over, this special offer will be too. From Best Volvo, Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue.
Best Volvo.
Lease the S60 for $357 a month for 48 months. Total due at delivery is $1,798. No security deposit required. Must take delivery by January 4th, 2003. For more information, call 1-888-621-8873.
Print a picture with any Epson Stylus photo printer. And thanks to incredible DPI, you'll get extraordinary detail like this. Thanks to superior six-color photo inks, you'll also get the widest range of true color like this. Now, put it all together and you'll get this. Picture worth a thousand words. That's yours for just a few notes. Around $99.
Only Epson prints borderless 4x6, 5x7, and 8x10 ready-to-frame photos. See a demo at your nearest retailer and enter the Epson Image Matters sweepstakes. You could win a Caribbean cruise and more. For a demo schedule and sweepstakes rules, visit Epson.com/win.
Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.